I'm Paul Carenza.
I'm John Sam.
This is Movie Banter.
It's Movie Mini Movie Banter.
It's a mini banter.
Mini, yeah.
The reason I went on with the moo is normally Jen's here to stop me.
Oh, see.
But
I let you moo as much as you like.
There's no Jen here this week.
No. Jen has had to run off. But yeah, but as a result, means we get one microphone each.
Exactly.
New exciting setup.
Run to the other side of the house and. And you'll never hear what we're saying.
Well,
so that won't work.
Yes, that was just a mini banter we do because we only do a big podcast once every 2 weeks. So yeah. It's just to keep you posted about what's upcoming.
So it's 0.5. So we're just previewing what we may or may not end up reviewing in a future episode.
But hopefully, after it's been a very lackluster few weeks of films.
It has. It's been a drought.
But hopefully, all the four films that are the big new coming out films, I'm hoping to see them all.
Well, I'm hoping to just see two of them.
I think I can guess which.
Yeah. Well, we'll see as we go, shall we?
Okay, fair enough. Well, in order of UK release, anyway, we've got Predators.
I'll leave that with you.
See, Predators getting quite good reviews. Not stellar, really.
I've never seen any Predator film.
Really?
So.
How can you call yourself a man who grew up in the 80s?
Because I was
watching. You haven't seen Predators.
Back to the Future instead.
I watched both.
Actually, we didn't mention on the last episode, which we were going to. About this Back to the Future date hoax.
Yes.
Which has been annoying the internet for the last week.
Yeah, really annoying.
Speaking of annoying, there's a wasp in there, which may go past the microphone. So if you hear a big buzzing noise.
Yeah, but it's a giant wasp.
Yeah. Then don't go running. It's fine.
Yeah, this really annoyed me because it kicked off and I'm quite anal about films and dates and accuracy stuff. And this, I think it was started by Total Film. And I think they've since said it was a complete mistake on their part.
So
it was a genuine mistake.
They just posted a random thing. Saying, "Oh, this is the date that Doc goes to in
because it was 5th of July. I think it was 5th of July, and they said, "Yeah, this date, 2010, is the date that Doc said he was going to go to," and no one seemed to have checked it, and so they just posted it on Twitter, and everyone ran with it, repeating what Total Film said. Hey, it's true, and no one bothers to check things, and it just annoys me because the closest we get is that Doc inputs the 4th of July, 1776, saying, "Go back to see the Independence." And then he says, "Oh, and I want to go 25 years into the future, which would be 2010.
It doesn't specify when.
Doesn't specify when. It might be exactly 25 years, in which case that's the 26th of October 2010.
Yeah.
But nowhere, that 5th of July isn't mentioned at all.
No. And not only that, they even, when they realised their mistake, Total Film, they mocked up.
Well, the thing is, they did post that saying, "And here's evidence which we haven't photoshopped at all," which I interpreted as them fessing up to it and saying, you know, sarcasm, which again, a lot of people seem to miss.
But the trouble is that once that's out there, and then they said, "Oh no, it's not real, we made it up, and we photoshopped this image." And the trouble is then people are saying, "Oh no, but it is true, because look, I found this image."
Yeah.
Go, no, that's the one we sent.
We did that as a comedy mock-up, just to jokingly prove
it's
that
not
we're...
that funny, that's the problem.
Well, yes.
Particularly because, as I like to think, one of the country's leading experts in
You really are.
I've had a lot of people on Facebook and on Twitter saying, perhaps Paul can verify this. Paul, what's the date of the Back to the Future thing?
Well, yes.
And I don't know, and I haven't had the time... Or the will, or the capacity to check the DVD.
I did have the time and the will and the capacity to check the DVD, so I fished it out and thought, no, I think that one shot we see at the time, so I think it's 26th of October, or maybe November that's the top one, but it's not the July.
No.
But it was a good mock-up job they did.
The good stuff is 2015. That's another 5 years to wait until
that's when all the events
proper anniversary.
So we've just got we've only got 5 years to wait before flawless weather prediction and flying cars.
Can't wait.
And...
Hoverboards and
and then
Jaws 19. I've got a lot of Jaws films to fit in between.
Well,
that
is true. I've got a horrible feeling that Back to the Future 2 might not turn out to be 100% accurate.
I do genuinely think a lot of us will be very disappointed.
Yeah,
a lot of people will be going, "Oh, it's rubbish! 2015, that was the future."
But it should build slowly. I mean, you know, if by 2014 we haven't got flying cars or hoverboards, they're probably not going to come in the next year.
There's going to be a lot, you know, sort of between Christmas and New Year on 2014. A lot of people are going to be going, "Well, come on, it's going to be a busy week. We've got a lot to fit in this week. Come on, make it happen."
That was Back to the Future annoyance.
I was watching that while you're watching Predators.
Yeah, so Predators.
There you go.
Sorry.
Predators.
So you said this would be 5 minutes. You said it'll get longer. And I went, "No, it'll be five minutes." But no, we've gone off topic. Yeah, so Predators is a sequel to, obviously, Predator and Predator 2 and Alien vs. Predator and Alien vs. Predator or Aliens vs. Predator.
But there's no aliens in this one, I
presume. This is just Predators.
Right.
And apparently this is, or various people are saying, it's sort of a true sequel to Predator, really. Because Predator 2, it's all right, but it didn't quite feel right. And AVP and both of them annoyed lots of people. I mean, I didn't mind them, but again, I just didn't mind them. Apparently this is really meant to be quite good. It's just quite pure... You get a load of killers kidnapped from Earth by the Predators, taken to the Predator planet. They have to fight for their lives. That's the film.
Okay.
But as a result, that's pretty much what the first one was, just with just more people and more Predators.
Was Arnie in the original? Was
that Arnie, yes.
But he won't be in this one.
How can you... Oh, just the fact
I haven't seen it.
I know, but you have to ask if Arnie was also in Predators. Predator.
So who's in this one? Who's in Predators then?
Adrian Brody.
Oh, really?
Weirdly, yeah. And Lawrence Fishburne.
The logical replacement for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, yes, that's the thing. But it's all went to be sort of mercenaries and snipers, so he's he's apparently quite lean in this and quite toned, but just small. Okay. And Lawrence Fishburne pops up as well. Hmm. And apparently everyone else is pretty much just cannon fodder.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm quite... And it's produced by Robert Rodriguez and directed by someone else.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. But the bigger film, which I'm guessing is one of yours as well, is Inception.
Yeah, I will see this.
Yes, Christopher Nolan's new film.
This is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
And that's all I know.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen a trailer. I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, how have you not seen a trailer? You've been to the cinema
I've been twice in the last week, and I saw Shrek, and they're not going to play it before Shrek.
No, that's true.
And Death at a Funeral. So I haven't seen anything about it.
Well, I've only seen a couple. I'm shying away a degree, because I know there are more informative stuff out. I mean, I know the gist of what it's about.
Yeah. I'm quite enjoying not knowing, actually. Well, exactly. I'm going to go and see it and then be completely, I've literally not got a clue.
No,
I think is it a futury thing or a place in the future or something?
No, it's not quite futury.
Dreams?
There's a lot of dreams yes. Well, I'll say the tagline, which is, your mind is the scene of the crime.
Ooh.
I think that's the tagline.
So were we in Vanilla Sky, Minority Report area?
Not really Minority Report.
Vanilla
Sky, it's more it's somewhere... Sort of Matrix, sort of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, something else as well.
Right.
Maybe a degree of being John Malkovich, slightly, but not really.
Okay.
But apparently visually stunning, very well acted, phenomenally well directed, and just generally all round brilliant.
Well, Leo DiCap, as I call him, we're mates.
On your intimate dinners.
Exactly. He doesn't pick a bad film, generally.
Discerning. He hasn't really done any duffers. Well,
Shutter Island, I thought, was marvellous.
Yes.
Quite recently.
Yeah, and apparently, there are parallels between this and Shutter Island. Okay. It's sort of questioning reality and what can you believe and what you can't. So, and it's sort of a crime thriller coupled with The Matrix.
Okay.
Really loosely.
I look forward to
And apparently very complicated, but very well told. So, provided you pay attention, it's all explained to you.
Yes.
But I think anyone who will just sort of half watch it, can't be bothered, you won't get much out of it. I think you need to invest your energy in understanding it.
Yeah.
But it is all there to be understood.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Look forward to that one. Yeah.
Yes.
And we've got Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
Toy Story 3D or whatever it is.
Yes.
But unfortunately, because my contact lenses are broken.
Oh, no.
So I've got I'm lately just wearing glasses.
Not while they were in your eyes, am I?
Not really. But it means I can't really watch any 3D films because my glasses don't really work for
anything.
I'll be going to see it in the 2D version.
No.
As I did with the Shrek film.
Yes.
Actually, interesting seeing the Shrek film in 2D, you could see the moments where there's a lot of, that bit had a bit of depth.
Yeah.
And suddenly there's a foregroundy thing, and you think, oh yeah, in 3D, I can imagine that's, people go, ooh, that. But actually, even watching a 2D version, because they've done that, you can still get it and go, ooh.
Well, yeah, so, because people have watched films for nearly 100 years with giving the impression of depth without actually having to give the depth.
Exactly.
And that's the point.
Yeah. So it actually works fine.
That's something else, actually, apparently, in Inception's favour, in that Warner Brothers were apparently quite keen to post-convert it to 3D because it's quite a visually in-depth film. And I think Christopher Nolan, I think he said in an interview that he said to them, all right, you can if you want. I think it's a terrible idea and I really don't want you to. But it's your decision.
Yeah, okay.
And eventually they went, all right, then. No.
Yeah.
Because he's a traditional filmmaker who knows how to set up a shot. So, it just works brilliantly as is.
3D can be distracting as well
in
some of these films. And something like Inception, I imagine you kind of want to be focused on the story
and
the visuals rather
I'm hoping that Toy Story 3, much like Up, it won't be too gimmicky and there'll just be more sense of depth and perspective.
I hear people have been saying it's the best 3D film they've seen.
Okay.
And I've also heard people saying that the men are coming out of cinema crying.
Intriguing.
So not necessarily, I mean, the bittersweet thing maybe, but I'm thinking probably Up is the nearest thing I can relate to in that. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah,
it's going to be good. Good film.
And last but not least, well, actually for me, last and least,
is the
Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Which is apparently pretty good.
Well, again, I've never seen a Karate Kid film.
I have seen the original, but Predator. But I don't really have the sense of nostalgia.
Karate Kid versus Predator, I'd see that.
Poor little Smith boy being beaten by or eaten by a Predator. No, because I've seen the original and quite like the original, but I don't have any great sense of nostalgia attached to it. So I don't mind that they're remaking it. And with Jackie Chan as well, could work.
Right.
So I think I'll probably go and see it. Yes, equivalent to, I don't know if he's called Mr. Miyagi, but that's the character, that's the role. It's meant to be quite good, but I'm also not all that bothered. But it's meant to be, right?
I did have, after I did the Back to the Future show in Edinburgh a few years ago, some various comedians were saying, oh yeah, so what are you going to do next year? Do Karate Kid. And I go, well, I did Back to the Future because I like Back to the Future.
Yes.
I've never seen Karate Kid. They go, well, watch it and then do a show about it. And they really couldn't quite work out why I wasn't doing it.
Well, yeah, it's because you're not an artistic sellout.
Well, exactly.
You've done shows that you're invested in, like 20 or 24, your first one, because you like 24. And so you're not just going to... It's not Paul Grenzer's volunteer show.
So maybe I should, if I see the Karate Kid films, I'll go, oh yes, I see what I've been now seeing. I realise they were correct. I should have written a show about it.
Yes. Well, in which case, I'm going to say, do Predator. There you go.
Okay. We'll do a Paul Grenzer versus Predator for the next Edinburgh Festival show. It might work.
Or not.
Yeah, good.
Right, so okay, that's it. Four main films. Yeah, there's your 70.5.
We look forward to reviewing them next time.
Yes, hopefully so. Where possibly all of our impressions will be reinforced. Or else we say, Karate Kid is the best film I've ever seen. Inception was rubbish.
Well, who knows?
I don't see that happening.
If you've seen any of them, email us. podcast@moviebanter.co.uk
or tweet us @moviebanter just let us know about all films you're planning on seeing, which one are you most excited about for upcoming films. But let us know and we will see you next time.
Okay,
bye.